we're at the tail end of Mental Health Awareness Month in the United States. And we often hear advice suggesting that people seek mental health therapy for one reason or another. But it can be hard to know where to even start looking. Our next guest is with us to help overcome the common hurdles to finding effective therapy in Wisconsin. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you yourself have looked for therapy, what kind of obstacles did you encounter? Were you able to find something that you could afford that helped you in your part of the state? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Mary Kay Battaglia is Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin, or NAMI Wisconsin. Mary Kay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob, for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, first, how do we know if we might benefit from therapy in the first place?
I would say most people are aware that they're either overly stressed or anxious, or they're not able to function in their daily lives, and start perceiving that they might need some help and support. And at that point, I think a lot of people delay getting the help that they need, which is something we discourage. It does take a while to find the right therapist, and sometimes it might require a psychiatrist. But we encourage people to not delay that event, not delay trying to seek the help, because the sooner you get help, the quicker you're on your way to recovery.
And assuming we've made that decision, it might look overwhelming at first. What is the first step? How do we say, okay, I'm going to start my search to connect me with therapy?
Well, sadly, in the United States, the way we find things is first identify what our insurance level is. Do you have Medicaid? Do you have Medicare? Do you have a particular insurance? Do you not have any insurance? And when people call and ask us about that process, that is usually the first place we start, instead of which I would prefer a start is, you know, how can we help? What are your needs? But really the first step in our country is to figure out what your insurance is, and then to find who your insurance provider allows you to contact. And each insurance company will have a list of providers that they support. And if you don't have insurance, it is a little more difficult, but Medicaid and Medicare do have resources as well that you can find a therapist. It's just sometimes a little harder.
And then aside from coverage, finding the right type of therapist for whatever particular problem we're dealing with, what is the variety of therapies out there? How do we find the one that meets our current needs?
That is a great question. And I think people really need to consider what it is that they're wanting to seek and most comfortable with. I think a lot of people will first identify whether they want a male or a female. They may identify whether they want someone older with experience or someone younger that might be closer to their own age if they're younger. It could be the need to find somebody that works in a specialty area. There are websites that you can go to that allow you to, there's a SAMHSA website that allows you to look up different therapists and the therapeutics that they utilize. There's particular therapies for anxiety, for trauma, for OCD, for depression, and you'll just want to look at who provides those services. There's certifications that therapists go through for those specialty type of therapies, and you'll want to find what it is. And sometimes you may not know what kind of therapy you need, right? And so then you would seek out a person that you identify with, that you feel you would be comfortable with. If you come from a population like the Black community or a Spanish-speaking community, you might want to be particular in trying to find someone that provides that service. And then they may be able to guide you to who would be the best person to provide that service. It's not always the first person you go to see that can provide you the best service.
And Mary Kay, we talked about financial accessibility. How about geographic accessibility? What do things look like in different parts of Wisconsin when it comes to the availability of therapy and maybe the ability to pick and choose among different potential providers?
That is one thing that the pandemic has helped us with. There's now something called telehealth, and a lot of people are seeing therapists on their computer or their smartphone and can have sessions through a telehealth appointment. And those are reimbursable at this time. A lot of people, like myself, much prefer to see someone in person. And so you're limited by your geographic area. You're right, Rob. Some areas of our state have limited mental health professionals, and it can be more difficult to find a therapist in some of the more rural areas of Wisconsin. But there are support groups. There are ways to connect with online services if that's something people would be open to.
Talking to Mary Kay Battaglia with NAMI Wisconsin, looking at how to seek therapy, how to get professional help for our mental health needs. You can join in with your questions, your experiences at 800-642-1234. Have you been on this search yourself for yourself or a loved one, maybe? Have you used remote therapy, online therapy to meet your needs? If you couldn't find someone in your immediate area, join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a patient or a provider, 800-642-1234 is the number. Mary Kay, I've talked to people over the years who have said, yeah, I went in for therapy, and the first person I saw, they were fine, but it wasn't a good match. It didn't meet my needs, but maybe that second or the third one did. Can you talk about the need to maybe not take to say, oh, this first one didn't work, therefore therapy doesn't work for me?
I think that is a common thing, and I think people need to be prepared. It's a personal relationship. A therapist will be someone that you connect with and can provide the support you need, and we're all very unique. It's a very unique process to get the support you need through a therapist, And you're right, that first one may not be the right fit. You might find that you need somebody that holds you more accountable, or maybe you need someone more empathic to your needs. It's just a unique thing because you're dealing with someone, you know, it's the personality of the therapist, and it's your own, what you bring to the therapy as well. So I encourage people, again, to start the search early, because it may not be that first therapist that you connect with that is helpful for you.
We're talking to Mary Kay Battaglia, Executive Director of NAMI Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 as we talk about how to find a mental health therapy, a therapist, maybe in our own area or online. You can join in with your experiences or your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Were you able to connect with the kind of help you needed? Were there big obstacles, financial and insurance obstacles, or there's nobody in your area who provided the right kind of treatment? Let us know. 800-642-1234 is the number to call or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Mary Kay Battaglia, Executive Director of NAMI Wisconsin. We're talking about common obstacles people face when seeking mental health treatment and how to overcome those obstacles. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you've had trouble seeking mental health treatment, have those problems been mostly financial, logistical, social? Have you ever tried remote or online therapy? What did you think about that? What questions do you have for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. If you're willing to share your story, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Mary Kay, can you talk about the kind of resources NAMI provides here in Wisconsin to the people we're talking about, people seeking mental health treatment?
Yes, NAMI Wisconsin is the supporter of 25 affiliates across our state who provide support groups and classes for people living with a mental illness, as well as their family members, especially those family members with people living with a serious mental illness. They sometimes need extra support. So we have classes and support groups that you can connect with at your local affiliate, and you can find your local affiliate at our website. But if you don't have a local affiliate, we, again, through the silver lining of the pandemic, started statewide support groups. And you can find that we started a program called Being Together, because we have several counties that don't have an affiliate located in their midst. And so we created this program called Being Together so that people can join online to a support group, either a peer support group, which is someone living with a mental illness, or a family support group. And you know, it does sometimes take a while to find that therapist, and sometimes you have to be put on a wait list, or maybe an appointment's a few months out. And this is a great way for people to connect and feel supported and not feel alone by joining our support groups. And they're absolutely no cost to the person that participates.
Bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Kathy is with us in Delafield. Kathy, hi.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to mention, as a parent to an adult child who's really, you know, 22, with mental health challenges and also on the spectrum, our experience in Waukesha County was the police, our local police, were awesome, trying to get our daughter off the highway. And unfortunately, the Waukesha County Sheriff had to take her to the hospital for screening, where the social worker spoke to us, spoke to her therapist, and spoke to the police who knew her, all three of us saying she needed to go into residential care. And instead, the social worker released her and followed up with us and said, you know, we have a safety plan in place, and they released her back to the drug house for the safety plan, which is shocking to me.
Kathy, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Mary Kay, this isn't just in Waukesha County. I know there are concerns when someone appears at an emergency room with some kind of mental health crisis. What happens then with connecting them to services? I know there are a lot of efforts around the state. Do you have thoughts on the experience Kathy brought up?
Kathy, I am sorry. I hear your concern, and it is a very difficult situation, because once someone is an adult, they have to want to seek the help and get the help. And the only way we can get someone to get the help when family members and those around them think they do is to declare them unable to and involuntary admissions. And in our state, and most states in the United States, it's very, very hard to get that. They have to be actively a harm to themselves or others. And while I totally understand and respect everyone's privacy and the ability to take care of themselves, the problem is that when people are in a mental health crisis, they frequently aren't thinking very clearly, and we're asking them to think clearly when they're not in a mental state to do so. So you are right. All of those services can be out there, and I highly encourage, as Kathy has pointed out, we have officers throughout the state that are crisis intervention trained. And if you do have to call the emergency number and ask for an officer, ask for a CIT or a mental health officer, because they will be trained on these events and understand that the person is not a criminal, but they are in a mental health crisis, and be a more positive response. But Kathy, I understand your concern. We are currently advocating for crisis stabilization centers and crisis facilities across the state, so that we can find better ways to help people that are in a crisis. But it is a very difficult situation for family members when they know someone needs help and they're not willing to get the help. They don't believe they need the help.
Kathy, thanks for sharing that with us. Best to you and your family and your daughter, of course. Thank you for sharing that. Linda joins us now in Madison. Linda, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My issue concerns finding the right kind of psychiatrist or psychologist. I was seeing one because my sister was dying and I was caring for her, and she was great, but then my insurance changed, and she didn't take that insurance. Since then, my two sisters, including my best friend and my mother, have died. Mm. I've been diagnosed with complicated grief or complex grief. I had a psychologist who, bless her soul, her intentions were good, but the worst thing she'd probably ever experienced was flushing her pet goldfish down the toilet. And then I got a psychiatrist who spent all of my appointments writing his next book. And I have been unable to find someone who specializes in complex grief.
Linda, I thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry for all of your losses. Mary Kay, finding someone who can relate to our problem, in this case, complex grief, and I don't know, is a good fit for us. Do you have thoughts for Linda, Mary Kay?
I'm sorry, Linda, about all your losses. That's a lot to take on. And the diagnosis of complex grief has just entered the DSM-5 and is a newer diagnosis, but having grief and having therapy for that would be similar to long-term depression. And I'm sorry, it's hard to find a compatible therapist for that sort of recovery, which is what you're going through. You're going through a long grief recovery. I would just suggest that you continue to try. You're in Madison, and there are some great psychiatrists and psychologists. And I do want to differentiate. A lot of people get those two confused. A psychiatrist is a medical doctor. They go through medical training to become a physician, and then they get a specialty in psychiatry, and they're able to prescribe medications for someone that needs medication. And a psychologist or a master's of social work or a family therapist are not prescribers. And there are more options for therapists and psychologists than there are psychiatry. So some people will need both, and some people will only need a psychologist or a therapist. And I just want to make sure we differentiate those. But I am so sorry to hear of your losses. And I just encourage you to continue to try to find the right match for you, because you deserve that right match.
Linda, good luck to you in that search. Thank you again for calling in. Mary Kay, is there an effort, I guess on the supply side, are there efforts to try to get more providers out there available to the public in more parts of the state?
Absolutely. Many of the things that we're advocating for is more seats at both of the medical colleges we have, UW and Medical College of Wisconsin, to increase the number of psychiatric seats that are available, maybe find ways. There's some talk of finding ways to decrease the cost for them to either live in Wisconsin or to go to school in Wisconsin and stay in Wisconsin. There's been some licensing issues and limitations that we've been advocating for. Just in the last year, they opened up the license. So if someone was licensed in adjoining states, that they could practice in our state as well. And there's also a need for other type of assistant therapists, something that we are advocating for, which is a certified peer specialist. So that's somebody who is certified as a person that's lived with a mental illness that can provide that support. I also do want to plug the peer respite centers that we have throughout the state. There are 7 of them, and you can stay at a peer respite center for up to 7 days and have a certified peer specialist there to help you and support you. And they also accept what we call at our office warm line calls. So if you're struggling with your mental health, you can call the peer run respites, and they will have somebody, a certified peer specialist, call you back and just talk to you if you need that support. So that is another way through our state that people can receive support when they're feeling either anxious or depressed or down or in grief, as Linda was, that will provide that warm line support to you.
And Mary Kay, that takes me to where I want to end this. Something you brought up at the beginning, this can be a long process finding the health you suggest getting started right away. In addition to that peer support you just mentioned, what are other things people can do to get some help while they're waiting to find or waiting for that therapist search to bear fruit?
Well, we always encourage you to advocate for yourself. We also advocate that you take positive coping skills, find the things that are positive things that you can do that make you feel better. Find somebody that can advocate with you, because sometimes it's very hard for you to advocate for yourself, a loved one, a family member that can help you. Start the trek of trying to find that therapist. Connect with the respite centers and the Warm Line, and reach out to NAMI and see if there's a support group or a class that you can take that will help you in that journey. And frequently, those support groups and classes, people will give you information about local resources that will be helpful to you. It is a little bit of a wind of navigation to try to find the perfect fit, but you do have to advocate for yourself. You deserve to feel better, and there is help out there. It just sometimes takes a few extra steps to get there.
Mary Kay, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for acknowledging Mental Health Awareness Month as it comes to an end. Thank you.
That's Mary Kay Battaglia, Executive Director of NAMI Wisconsin. You can find more mental health resources at their website, namiwisconsin.org. That's namiwisconsin.org.